In a competitive match, the Riverside Bulldogs were able to edge the Audubon Wheelers 3-1. Riverside was dominant the first two sets as the Wheelers woke up in set 3 and made it a battle all the way down to the wire. Riverside led the first set 25-17 with the likes of Ellie Henderson and Alyssa Amdor dominating on the front row attacks and on defense. The Bulldogs were able to keep Audubon on their toes on every play, and with the right side hitting ability of Sophia Taylor, Riverside looked very good in the first set. Audubon struggled in the first set as they were not able to consistently get their serves over the net and had multiple miscommunication errors. Set 2 saw another Riverside victory as they won 25-16. The push was led by the back row in set 2 as the Bulldogs saw shining moments for Carly Henderson on multiple saves. Aaliyah Richardson also played very well in the second set as she found multiple gaps in the Wheelers' defense. Riverside started to roll with every opportunity that they were given and capitalize on every Audubon mistake. When set 3 came around the corner, it came out like no other. Audubon seemed to get the wake-up call, and rather than hitting snooze, they jumped out ready to play. Maddie Nielsen started to control her hits and really came out lights out in the third set. She also helped to be competitive in the blocking game as she earned a block in the third set for Audubon. Harlow Miller also started to adjust to her back row attacks as that strategy started to fulfill the needs of the Wheelers. Both Miller and Nielsen also stepped up in the serving game as both of them were finding gaps on Riverside's side of the floor and were taking advantage. Audubon won the third set 25-15. Coach Flathers knew that her team could come out and make a mark on Audubon. She told her team to remain calm and confident on the floor, and that confidence showed in the fourth set.
I thought our girls handled the ball really well in the fourth set. We kind of just told them to go out there, be calm and confident, and they can the rest will come.
The fourth set saw an early Audubon lead as they sparked off 3-1. Riverside began to edge their way back into the game as they eventually took a 4-3 lead after playing tight at the net. This saw a bounce back by the Wheelers as they began to go back and forth in the set. Riverside began to play back to the way that we saw in sets 1 and 2, but Audubon still continued with their stride. Setter Addie Hooker began to make big plays for Audubon and connect with Maddie Nielsen on multiple explosive plays. Regardless of Audubon's success, Riverside was able to beat the Wheelers in a close 25-22 fourth set. Coach Flathers was impressed with her team defensively and credited her athletes for knowing their roles on the floor.
That's a really interesting thing about this squad this year is I feel like we're pretty spread out defensively and offensively. Everybody kind of does their job and knows what their role is, and everybody just did a great job tonight.
Audubon was led in kills by Maddie Nielsen as the senior accumulated 22 kills in the match, most of which came in the last two sets. Nielsen also earned 13 digs, one block, and had three aces. Harlow Miller also stepped down into the front row, and she had 10 kills and earned 2 blocks and 3 aces. They couldn't do it without setter Addie Hooker, as she dished out 31 assists while also earning 12 digs. Kaden Sporer led the team in digs with 14 and earned 4 kills on the night. Riverside was led in the game by Ellie Henderson with 12 kills and 2 blocks, while also digging up 6 balls in the night. Sophia Taylor hit very well on the weak side with 9 kills and 1 block. Libero Carly Henderson had 15 digs on the night, while keeping Riverside in set 4. Bentley Roan had 6 kills while putting down a block and notching in an ace. Alyssa Amdor may not have led in kills as she had 6, but she played great defensively with 5 digs. Coach Flathers is looking for her team to continue taking things one step at a time.
Yeah, we're just going to take it one day at a time and keep building on what we have and keep getting better.
Audubon will take on Missouri Valley in their next match on September 12th. Riverside has a chance to match up against Griswold again in the Tiger Volleyball Tournament on Saturday. I'm Zach Collins reporting.